Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Tom C. from San Diego.
I'm Tom. I'm an alcoholic. And thanks, everyone, for being here. It's a big crowd. A little bit about what happened or what it was like, what happened, and how it is now. I was born in a small farm town in northeast Iowa, 150 people, a little bit smaller than San Diego. But we'd go into my grandparents' house every weekend so my parents can play cards and my uncles and that. And I'd be walking around. I wouldn't be sleeping. All the other kids would be sleeping, and I'd be walking around, and I'd be thirsty, and they'd have glasses up on the table, and I'd be reaching up and grabbing them and drinking a little bit, and I went to sleep. And that was one of my first tastes of alcohol. I didn't know it at the time. And then later, we'd be out on the farm or at the house or something, and my dad would, "Oh, go get a beer for us. Go get a beer." And every time I'd bring a beer back, and then all of a sudden I'd like, "What's it taste like?" And they'd give me a sip, and then next time I'd go get a beer, I'd ask them, "Can I open it for you?" And open it, take a sip, and hand it to them. And then it was, I'd go get the beer for them, and I'd open it, and as I was walking back, I'd be drinking it. And then it was, "Okay, go get two beers." And one would be gone before I'd get back. And my first drunk, well, my first blackout that I remember, I was 7 years old. We'd have a pig roast once a month on the farm, and me and my cousin, we'd wonder what was in the big silver thing that all the alcohol, or all the alcoholics, okay, all the adults would be drinking out of, and we'd go over there and we'd start drinking it, and next thing I knew, I was waking up in bed the next morning, missing everything. That was the first time I remember I blacked out. And then it just continued after that. I grew up wanting to be like my dad, sleeping anywhere in the house, in the hallway floor, in the living room floor, passed out on the kitchen table. I wanted to be like him, and, you know, I strived to be like him. I stole alcohol. I got drunk every night that I could. Came home one night. My mom asked me to carry the baby crib downstairs. This is after we moved into the city, which is a hell of a lot smaller than San Diego still. But I started carrying the baby crib downstairs, and it was on top of me at the bottom of the stairs. And I kept saying, "Oh, I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit. This is my last time." Next time was, got my little brother drunk, and he walked off of a 6-foot wall and put a railroad spike through his collarbone. And I swore up and down, "I'm going to quit, I'm going to quit." Well, I never quit. And then it continued through junior high, high school. Then I joined the Navy and to see the world and collect beer cans because I had a beer can collection. And, yeah, I collected beer cans, most of them empty. But anyway, on my 22nd birthday, I started at Crystal Pier, or not Crystal Pier, the roller coaster, parked my car, started walking towards Crystal Pier, getting a drink in every bar. By the time I got to Crystal Pier, I couldn't walk anymore. I couldn't remember where I parked my car. I spent the night at someone's house. I don't know whose, but the next morning I had to be in down at the Navy ship for muster, and they said I was too drunk to work. They were going to put me on report, so they did. and I continued to drink. They gave me Anabuse. I continued to drink on Anabuse. And then Veterans Day, we had the whole three-day weekend off, the 10th. I got drunk, and I was drinking cigarette butts like a lot of other people have out of beer. And I woke up on the 11th, and I said, I don't want to drink anymore. And I went down to the head chef, mess cook is what you call him, and he said, well, I can do something for you. And I said, whatever you do, don't give me that Anabuse stuff. It makes me sick. he said, I have something for you. Just give me a couple days. And he sent me to 32nd Street ARC. And I spent 2 weeks out of 6 weeks in there, and they kicked me out because I wouldn't read the book and anything else. But you know what? I wanted to stay sober, and I stayed sober. And I've been sober since 11/11/83 now. And I couldn't have done that without coming to these rooms, because that's where he sent me. He sent me to ARC, which was his rooms, basically. It didn't cost me, $10,000 for a big book, but, I got one, and I got it taken away from me when I got kicked out of there. But getting kicked out of there, I was supposed to have been kicked out of the Navy, and I spent another year and a half in the Navy after that, because my commanding officer said, no, he volunteered for the program. We're not kicking him out. It wasn't mandatory. So I got out of the Navy, still in the program, working these steps, and that's what saved my life, because if I was still drinking and using like I was, I wouldn't be here. I'd be dead. I'd be in jail. I had friends in the Navy that we sold drugs from on our ship, on other ships, and if I wasn't on liberty that day that he got busted, I'd still be in prison with him, because I haven't heard from him since that day. There's some other things that went on with that, but I'm not going into those. These steps, I worked them once. I worked them again. I've had six sponsors. My first one threatened to move away and fire all his sponsees before he moved. So I said, I'll get a new sponsor now. So I got one, and he moved away. He moved to Colorado. And I got another one. He moved to Texas. And then I got another one, and, he passed away. And then I got another one. He's with me now. He's not in the room tonight, but I see him most Sunday mornings and Thursday nights. He has about 32 years. And like I say, working these steps, I still do 10, 11, and 12 every day. I work with others. I share with others. I take my personal inventory. And when I'm wrong, I admit it. I don't know how much time I have left. Yeah? There we go. Well, thank you, and I'm going to stay sober.